Today's readings offer us a lesson in trusting in God. In the first reading and in the gospel, we meet two widows. Both are hardworking women, both are poor, and both put their trust in God, and both are rewarded for their faith. The first widow is from Zarephath, which is a coastal city on the Mediterranean, northwest of the Kingdom of Israel. Elijah traveled through this land during a famine, and there he encountered a woman who was poor. When Elijah met up with her, she was putting her last scraps of food together. She and her son, she said, would eat it and then die. Imagine her as one of the 845 million starving people in the world today. Imagine her son as one of the 3+ million children who die of starvation every year. Now a stranger goes up to this woman and asks for food in the name of the Lord. Hospitality to strangers was a law of God. Should the widow turn from God's law, or should she share the little that she had? She put her total trust in God, and she received enough for her and for her son for the full year. The second widow was the woman of the gospel reading who put 2 small coins into the treasury of the temple. Jesus was there, people watching, sitting across from the treasury. And he noticed that there was big shows of some of the wealthy who came forward, letting everyone know just how great was their generosity. What value did the widow's 2 small coins have next to their offerings? In their minds, nothing. But Jesus knew how much he was really giving, and it was far more than 2 small coins. He said that her donation, although it seemed insignificant, was tremendous and bigger than those of the Pharisees and scribes because she gave all that she had. Her donation was an act of faith completely in God to care for her. In Jesus' eyes, she gave much more than the others. You know, I've known people like that in my own life who go beyond their means without regret to help others. They always seem to have enough, and not surprisingly, they always seemed happier than the rest of the lot. What the two widows did is extremely difficult for all of us. No matter how great our faith is, it's extremely challenging to take that complete leap of faith, even in our God. There seems to be something within us that looks for solutions to our problem outside of the realm of faith. Perhaps it's a carryover from the era of rugged individualism. We think that we can solve all of our own problems and conquer all obstacles ourselves. Another thing is the great fallacy of our age, which is money. That now is thought we can solve all problems with that. We are tempted to believe that the right amount of cash applied to the right places can heal all ills and satisfy all material desires. It's the job of advertisers to convince us that we can buy happiness. And the advertisers have done a good sell job very well. The fact of this matter is that among those who have been blessed with material success, the happiest ones I know are those who trust in God, not in their wealth, and show their gratitude in generosity. The radical message of today's readings is that we are called to place complete confidence in God rather than in materialism. No matter who we are, this is difficult to do because it calls for practicing the virtue of humility. You might wonder what humility has to do with it. Well, a humble person is one who recognizes his or her profound need for God and is certain the presence of God in his or her life is fundamental to peace and happiness. A humble God puts everything aside for God. God comes first, like the two widows who gave from their hearts. A humble, trusting Christian answers God's call to love their neighbor by practicing the acts of mercy, the 7 corporal works of mercy and the 7 spiritual works of mercy. The widows put their trust in God and proclaimed with their actions that his presence in their lives was infinitely more important than anything they owned. They gave from their need, not from a surplus. They are to us an example of the ideal Christian, humbly trusting in God in all things. There are times, I think, that we are deeply disappointed in our world, our American society, even our church. Gospel values are ignored, or at least not given the proper priority. Many give life issues from womb to tomb less weight than other things on the agenda. And from grade school through college, our children are immersed in the glorification of secular values, along with the subtle and not so subtle mocking of all of those who believe in spiritual values. Along with that, we are still all reeling from the church scandals that are uncovered and reported ad nauseum. In all of this, we need to put our trust in God, for nowhere in Scripture did God say that his followers would be perfect, but he did say that he would be with us always till the end of time. We need to put our faith and trust in him, and we need to be assured that he always sees us and he always knows our needs. He says, "And it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." We need then to pray like those two widows. We can take that leap of faith and give him our all.